Good afternoon, this is Dan O'Brien with your Top Third Ag Marketing Closing Grain Comments for Wednesday, November 24th. Some pretty good volatility here heading into the Thanksgiving holiday tomorrow. We had new crop 2022 corn and old crop wheat in the December 21 contracts making new contract highs and then backing off, reversing. Also had soybeans higher earlier in the day, finished lower on the day. Beans pretty much staying in the range they've been in the last week and a half or so. Let's take a look at beans to start it out. We've got January finished down 6.5 cents at 1266 and a half, comfortably between the 50-day moving average coming in at 1250 and the 100 and 200-day moving averages above at 1295 and 1299. Close above that $13 level. Could bring in some more speculative buying as we take out those moving averages. USDA announced a sale this morning, 330,000 tons of beans to unknown, 30,000 tons of oil to India, and exports tomorrow estimated to be between 900,000 and 1.8 million metric tons. Keeping an eye on Brazil as they could get their bean harvest in full swing there and possibly start back in the export market in early January, pushing the U.S. out of position there. We'll have to watch that. Taking a look at corn, we had December 21 finished down 0.75 cents, 579 3/4, after putting in a high almost a dime higher at 589. We did take out the high from November 2nd there. That came in at 586, but we're unable to take out the 594 1/4 high from back on August 12th. So a pretty interesting reversal there. New crop December corn finished the day down 1¼ cents, 558 1/4, after trading as high as 565 to make a new contract high. Export sales tomorrow in the corn estimated to be between 800,000 and 1.5 million metric tons. And the December options across the board in the grains do expire on Friday. Taking a look at wheat, we had Chicago December finished the day down 19 1/4 cents, 836 3/4. That's almost 27 cents off an earlier high at 863 1/4, making a new contract high there. Kansas City December down 5.5 cents at 873 1/4, after trading as high as 887 1/4 earlier in the day. Minneapolis down 1½ cents, 1036 3/4, about 11 cents off earlier highs. So after good strong rallies here in the wheat earlier, with Kansas City and Chicago up 40 cents and 50 cents respectively on the week, they did have a correction. We've had the Chicago lagging Kansas City this week by about 30 cents in that spread. This is due to the rain situation in Australia, with the heavier rains hampering the harvest there. They're looking at maybe higher yields but lower protein content, and with the Kansas City the higher protein content here, that is gaining on Chicago. We'll have to see how that finishes out. The Kansas City December contract finished the day at 836 3/4. That puts in on the charts actually a daily key reversal, where we made a new high for the move and then closed below the previous day's low. Yesterday's low coming in at 838 1/4. Not so much in the March contract there. We did have an outside day in the March contract, but we did close above yesterday's low. So with the volume moving from December into March, we'll have to see how significant that key reversal on a daily basis in Chicago wheat turns out to be. Kansas City did not have a similar key reversal, did not even take out yesterday's low, but again, traded a good portion, almost 13 cents off an earlier high. We've got estimates for sales tomorrow between 250 and 550,000 in the wheat. Taking a look at outside markets, interesting enough, we've been rallying pretty strongly the last few days with the dollar continuously making new highs. We're trading at 96.86 now. That's up 36 ticks on the day, and we're at about 16-month highs in the dollar. Normally, that holds back on any rallies in the commodities, but I think obviously that weather situation in Australia really driving the wheat market higher and bringing the rest of the markets up with it. Heading into the long weekend, probably some profit taking here as people decide not to be involved in the markets on the shortened 3.5 hour trading day on Friday. We've got the stock market right now down about 80 points on the day. Crude oil trading at this point down 23 cents a barrel at 78.27. Again, not a whole lot of reaction to the releasing of 2.5 days worth of crude oil, 50 million barrels from the strategic reserves. But we are still significantly off the earlier highs, traded above $85 a barrel back on October 25th and down as low as 75 there. So that $10 break already in the market ahead of that release. That's all I have for this afternoon. If you'd like to give us a call, you can reach us at 877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-HEDGE. Everybody have a great Thanksgiving, and we'll see you on Friday morning. There is no Thursday night trade.